Hannah, and I am coming off of a voracious summer of reading, Edie, and I want to keep on going. So I have to say, having a Kindle app on my phone and iPad opens up the world of reading to me anytime and anywhere. And I know that many of our listeners to the pod are sold on paper, including you, Edie.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know. But I have to say, I feel great comfort in having my whole library with me everywhere I go. So when I'm not reading, I'm a middle school English teacher at an international school in Beijing, China, where I live with my sweetheart and our daughter, Emily.
Hi, I'm Edie, and I too love to read books, and I also love listening to books on Audible.
Right.
Yeah, yesterday I came home from school with a short stack of middle grade books to read over the weekend. I'm going to read my first book by Ellen O, spelled O-H. They look, one looks scary, and middle schoolers are always looking for scary books.
Yes.
As you know, they like to be scared. I am a middle school reading specialist and a mom to two teens and one tween.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Dips you can make from other dips and temporary tattoos.
Oh, we will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What we're watching, listening to, and reading.
Yes, and of course we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, I'm pretty curious about your dip tip this week. So start us off with your dip tip.
Okay, dip tip. Hang on, I need to get it here from my iPad. Okay, oh. So the potluck season is upon us, Edie, and I have... Yay! And I have dip recommendations that are as easy as reaching into the side of your fridge and evacuating the contents of all those condiment bottles you've wanted to get rid of anyway. Okay. So for our loyal listeners to the pod, you may know, you'll already know, that I am a... avid magazine reader, and I read magazines on my Flipster app on my iPad. Free app from Seattle Public Library.
So, Leia, I just have to interrupt you and say the reason I don't like potlucks is because people are evacuating their condiments from the side of the fridge. I don't like that. I don't feel comfortable with it.
I understand, but, you know,
you're going to have to... Moving
on. Moving on. Okay. Moving on.
Yep.
I am going to... Hang on, let me find this here. I'm still working on it. Okay, so, as I was saying, Flipster app, I read all of these magazines for free, and every once in a while, I dip into Cosmo for their ridiculous, their ridiculous content, because it always makes me laugh. And they usually have these fun, easy recipes, I guess, for, you know, young women who are on the, starting out on their own, because I don't know that anybody else would take them seriously. But here you go. Okay. So dips you can make from other dips. Compliments of Cosmo magazine. Okay, how about this? Cool Whip and marshmallow fluff, combine it, and you've got a sugar bath for your strawberries and other fruit faves.
Yeah, I'm not ruining the taste of strawberries, which are super expensive with that dip. Nope.
Nope, okay, detail that one. How about this one? Mayo and sriracha. So fries, sushi, and roasted veg will not know what hit them, Edie.
Well, I could see where that would be good and like my kids mm-hmm. would like it, but I have a fear of mayo, so that's a no-go for me as well.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, I do know about that. Okay. Well, we have actually been doing a little bit with mayo and sriracha pre mm-hmm. me reading these tips, and yeah. it's actually pretty nice. I've been making some mm-hmm. bowls, like some salmon grain bowls with veggies, and using something like that as a, you know, a mix-in, and it's quite good. Okay. Okay, here's the next one. Sour cream and taco seasoning. The condiment your nachos have been craving.
Okay, that makes sense.
It does, actually.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Why not add a little taco seasoning to your sour cream? I like that. Okay, how about this? Any kind of meat sauce and cream cheese. Heat this bad boy in the micro and stir for gooey goodness. That's not my writing. That is Cosmo copy.
Oh. I don't know, Leia. It's probably super good, but I don't want to do that.
I don't get what you put it on. Yeah, what is meat sauce? Like HP? HP sauce or A1 steak sauce? Is that what they mean?
No, I thought like a... I don't, like if you made a spaghetti meat sauce, you could add a block of cream cheese.
No, because this is about dips to make dips. Oh. So no, I think it's like an A1 steak sauce or something.
Oh, meat sauce.
But what I don't get then is like, what are you putting this on? Meat?
Meat.
I don't know.
Crackers? Crackers. You're putting it on crackers.
That's disgusting. Oh, horrific. I don't know. Okay, next. I don't know. Okay, there's a lot of sour cream going on. Here's another one. Soy sauce and sour cream. A hibachi dinner dream. Coat your rice, chicken, steak, veggies, whatever with it.
I don't think so. Leah, I'm over 50 and I don't need those extra calories.
Yeah, that's a lot of sour cream. What if it were fat-free sour cream?
Then I wouldn't want it.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to give you Greek yogurt this time.
Ooh, okay.
Greek yogurt. I don't like the sounds of this. Greek yogurt and olive oil. Your new fave pairing that makes broccoli taste good. Okay, this is some bad writing. No, I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense. Greek yogurt and olive oil? No. I don't want that one. Okay, more cream cheese. Cream cheese and black bean salsa. Munch with tortilla chips as a pregame to your Taco Tuesday.
I suppose. Sure.
Okay, you'll take that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your next. More mayo, so you won't like it. Mayo and ketchup.
Puke.
A special sauce for like everything. And then eating in brackets, it says IYKYK. What does that mean?
IYKYK.
What is that?
What if it's obscene, Leia?
Could be. It's Cosmo, so who knows?
It's Cosmo. I think you should stop saying those letters.
Okay. Not safe for...
I'm worried.
Not safe for work anymore. We just have explicit content, yes. Merged into Cosmo territory. Okay. Hot honey and warmed goat cheese. A sophisticated charcuterie staple to post on Le Gram. I think Instagram, that's what they're saying.
I think that would be good, but mm-hmm. I hate goat cheese. It tastes like fur to me.
You're really bumming me out here. You're negative. You're so negative, Edie. I like hot honey and warmed goat cheese. Though well, I did say
I can see how lots of people would love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say hot honey and brie. That's nice. Or camembert. Maybe that would be better. Okay. Are there any more? Let's see. I'm still looking at the page here. One more.
I hope so.
Okay. Ricotta and fruit jelly. Perf for all your graham cracker stands. I think Instagram's stands. What is a stan?
Perf?
Perf.
Perf.
Perf! For all your graham cracker stands. I don't know what they mean by stands, but really, ricotta and fruit jelly on graham crackers? I don't like ricotta.
I don't know. Well, I stopped buying graham crackers once my kids were all over the age of 6. You know?
Except when you're having s'mores, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, so that is my tip, compliments of Cosmo, for the week. What's yours?
All right. Well, mine, Leah, is a tip for temporary tattoos.
Oh.
I was kind of flirting for about 8 seconds with getting a botanical tattoo. Have you ever seen those?
No.
Google it. They're beautiful. I'm like, oh, I need a botanical tattoo. And it's like, no, I don't.
Are they
what
real?
I need. Yeah. It's like a whole thing. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. You can have like flowers growing up your arm. You know, okay. It's lovely.
Right.
But anyway, that's not what I need right now. Mm-hmm. What I need is like words tattooed on my body. So luckily, there is a company called Conscious Ink Temporary Tattoos. Mm-hmm. And Leah, I got 20 tattoos that all say the word trust. Because that is my word that I need. Trust.
I'm sorry. Are you going to put trust like all over your body? Your forehead? Your I don't get it. Why 20 trust? And not other things.
Well, I'm putting one on my forearm. I just took it off as we were recording so I can put a fresh one on. It's just so I can keep replacing it.
Oh, they okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were going to plaster them all over yourself.
No. So I wore my trust, or I had on my temporary tattoo with trust during mm-hmm. my whole van debacle and buying a new car. Mm-hmm. And it was really calming to constantly look at that and be like, okay, I trust things will work out. I trust blah, blah. I trust this, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I really, really have enjoyed having a temporary tattoo because I am not committing to the botanical tattoo, which I guess was neither here nor there, Leia. What mm-hmm. I needed are words.
Words. Well, good. All right. Well, maybe you can send me some here in Beijing. But I do have a... No, don't. Because last week, Edie, I got a Christmas card from my Tante Karen, my Auntie Karen. It arrived the end of August. And yeah. And she sent it well before Christmas. I think she sent it in November.
So, oh my goodness.
Forget do not it. Send me any temporary tattoos or anything. Send me nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat.
Leah, every once in a while, we like to record an episode on what we are watching, reading, and listening to. And they are consistently among our top listened to episodes.
Right. So we thought, why not do another?
Well, get us going, Leah. What have you been watching?
Okay, a fair bit. So our family has been watching Never Have I Ever, the latest Mindy Kaling show, sort of aimed at the teen market, but with John McEnroe as the narrator, so us oldies can also get into it. It's actually a really fun show, and I think this is maybe the third season of it. It's pretty edgy. I wouldn't watch it with younger kids, but my daughters are both, you know, one's graduated and one's in grade 11. And so we watched that together. Actually, Charlotte watched it in North America. Well, we watched it here, so we'd say we watched 2 episodes tonight, and then she'd stream it, and then we'd talk about it the next day. So that was fun. We watched the first two seasons together here, and then when Charlotte left, we keep trying to find shows to watch together, even though we're not together. So that's fun. It's super edgy. The last season was maybe a bit much in that a lot of it was focused on having sex for the first time. I thought that was maybe not it was just too focused on that. So it's still a recommendation. I think it's really fun, and I think some good discussions can come out of that. Super funny, very, very witty dialogue, great character development. But like, if you don't want to end up talking about sex with your kids, then I wouldn't watch it with your kids. But it's also just as, you know, watching on your own or with a significant other or a friend, it's a good watch. It's really, Mindy's always cutting edge with her comedy, I think, and she's done a real good thing for the younger crowd. So that's what our family has been watching. And I'm just going to throw in I'm going to throw in an oldie but a goodie. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Our family's been watching this for years, and we keep going back to it. My youngest daughter's quite a fanatic, but we love it. It's just so much fun. If you want to feel cheered up, if you just want a really good laugh, Andy Samberg is fantastic. It's a great ensemble cast. It's always enjoyable, hilarious, and you can kind of jump in anywhere. You don't need to know the characters super well. There's not a hugely important dialogue you need to, or rather, you know, arc that you need to follow. But it is fun. I think there's 7 seasons, so, you know, to go through, maybe 5, I don't know. But it's fun to start at the beginning and to get to know the characters. But just try one. Try a random one. See if you like it. And it's great. We love it. So that's an oldie but a goodie. And then as for me, what I've been watching, I just really love stand-up comedy. And so I've been kind of working my way through some of the Netflix female stand-up comedians. I love to support the females. And it's, you know, that it's kind of almost a new thing. I mean, female comedians have been around for a while, but they're finally really getting their due now. And I just think we should all be listening and supporting and getting into it. So I have a little bit of a dream of being a stand-up comedian myself. So I do like to
watch.
There
you go.
I really do. And I want to throw in a recommendation for a now defunct Canadian women's comedy group called Baroness Von Sketch. And you can YouTube it and you can watch all their old episodes or just one sketch at a time. They are hilarious. Just so much fun, really irreverent. And Edie, we watched the dry shampoo one together. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
Very funny. And then the one where she asks if she wants a bag, she goes to the grocery store and she says, no, I don't want a bag. I don't need a bag. And she starts stuffing everything into her, every part of her body. These ladies like go to the very edge of funny and then cross over into, I can't believe this is happening. So yeah. Baroness Von Sketch, I can't recommend highly enough. And you can watch all of their sketches on YouTube.
Fun.
Yeah. What have you been up to in the watching world?
All right, Leah, I have one movie to recommend, and it's been out, I think, since April. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh.
And it's a Nick Cage movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Nick Cage basically playing Nick Cage. So this movie will only work for a very specific group, and it's for people who like Nick Cage.
I guess I'm out.
Leonard chose it for his birthday movie, and backing up, Leonard tried to watch every Nick Cage movie during lockdown, which is impossible because Nick Cage is just, you know,
being in everything. But prolific.
He is prolific. That is the word. He is prolific. But this movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, it was so funny because I've seen many Nick Cage movies and I love Nick Cage. And did you know, Leah, that Nick Cage, for real, and I have the same favorite movie?
What?
Paddington 2.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he's a softy. He's an old softy.
I know. And of course, Paddington 2 comes into play in this movie. And
oh, really?
Yes. Yes. What made it more fun was watching it with Leonard.
I bet. Hey, I have a question. Are you calling him Nick Cage because you're such good friends? Or like you feel like you know him? Because I know him as Nicolas Cage.
Well, you know, I feel like people who love Nick Cage, you call him Nick Cage, not okay. Nicolas Cage.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nicolas, he shall remain to me for the time being until you can persuade me otherwise. But this is a comedy, eh? It's a comedy?
Yeah, it's comedy action.
Oh, okay.
Comedy action. It's very good. He plays opposite, I'm forgetting the name of the guy who plays the Mandalorian, who is adorable.
Okay. All right. All right. I know that you're not much of a watcher. You've told us this before. I'm a big watcher. So
yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's it. That's all you got. Nick Cage.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So listening, I'm afraid you're going to have to take the lead in this, Edie, because I just haven't been listening to like even podcasts lately, probably because I'm spending all my free time video chatting and texting with Charlotte.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who's in university in Canada now. So, oh, yes. And then I'm spending all the rest of my free time editing our podcast because Charlotte's not around to do it for me.
Oh.
So, you know, Edie, how I get easily overwhelmed with music and loud sounds. And I have to say, like, even this weekend, we've been to two different, I was at a coffee, well, actually three different places in just the last few days. We went out for dinner last night and then we had lunch today at a pub, and then Emily and I went out for coffee later on in the day to do some work. And every single time, I was completely, completely overwhelmed with all the ambient noise, just music coming out of speakers and somehow these echo chambers in these restaurants. I was just like ready to blow a gasket. I just can't. I know I have some sensory issues, particularly with sound. I don't even know how I've been teaching for 35 years. It makes no sense. But I just kind of want to come home and hear nothing. I just want silence or ocean waves. So this is no surprise, right? But my evening sleep routine does give me a chance to listen to some more calming music. And but lately I've been actually, because Emily started studying violin over the summer, which is interesting, an 11th grader deciding to play violin, right? So it's been a bit screechy, but she's getting good quickly. So there's that too. There's that sort of like a little bit jarring in my life. But I've been listening to a Spotify playlist called Sad Violin Music.
No, sad violin music. You won't listen to my playlist, but you'll listen to that.
I know.
Our friendship is done.
It's ridiculous. Over. There's like theme songs from Schindler's List and Yentl. Papa, can you hear me?
Papa, can you hear me?
The Age of Innocence and Out of Africa, and then all this, you know, Bach and Beethoven and Mendelssohn and Liszt thrown in. But yeah, I don't know, like it's a little bit ridiculous. I need to get into your playlist. I've been saying this for years now.
Yes,
it's time to just like cede it over to you. You need to give me some more music, and I promise I'll listen to it this time. So what do you have? Give us some tunes.
Well, before I give my audio recommendations, I would be shocked if anyone follows this recommendation, Leah. Uh-huh. No one's going over on the coop saying, oh, I listened to sad violin music and it was so good.
Nobody I said it was a recommendation. I'm just telling you the honest truth.
Oh, that's true. You didn't say it was a recommendation.
In fact, I don't recommend it. Don't do it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have a couple recommendations. The first is a podcast, and it is the Creative Superheroes Podcast. It's hosted by Andrea Scheer, and I'm recommending the episodes that she records with the fabulous Sark.
Oh, you know Sark. I know Sark.
Yeah, Sark.
The one that, you know, whenever anything is written, Sark is somehow, it's this tattoo-like.
She's an author, speaker, you know, she's a fabulous human being. And I guess Andrea used to work for Sark for like 7 years.
Okay.
And I love Sark. She's uplifting. She has some crazy ideas, you know, and it's like, oh, like the last episode that I listened to, Sark, sadly, her fiance passed away, and it was just heartbreaking. But after some time, Sark decided she wanted to start dating, and it wasn't going anywhere. So Sark decided she was going to date the world. Isn't that so Sark? So that was
Sarkish.
Like, what?
Very Sarkish.
Sarkish. So I really like the Creative Superheroes Podcast. Oh. Start with the ones that feature Sark. There's also a really good one with Kelly Ray Roberts about kindness. And you know I like me some Kelly Ray Roberts. Okay. So on Audible, Leah, I'm almost done listening to this new memoir that came out. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy.
I've heard a lot about this, yeah.
Yeah, I guess Jeanette McCurdy was like a co-star on the Nickelodeon show iCarly, which I never watched.
No, me neither.
But this book, I guess they didn't expect it to do well, and they only printed 70,000 copies, and it just exploded because Jeanette's mother is insane, you know.
And she's dead, right?
She is dead.
Yeah. She's glad she's dead.
Yeah, but it's not like a downer of a listen. Mm-hmm. Jeanette reads it, and I really like her voice, but it's... I don't even know why I'm just compelled to listen to more. But you know,
is it an angry book or like it?
No, because she doesn't like this poor. She writes about it like just now in the memoir. She turned 16, so like she's writing about it, and she doesn't really understand that her whole life is a mess, and that her mom is just like very, very, very unhealthy.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. So I don't know. Maybe read some reviews and see if it's right for you. I'm surprised it's right for me. Maybe like a year ago, I would have been like, no, thank you. But people were talking about it at book club, and I got curious. And so here I am, you know.
Yeah.
Well, going through it.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk about it. Everywhere I go, I'm hearing about it. So I am curious. Cool. So what about music? Do you have something for music? Happy violin?
I have not been, remember when I thought I might be a Swiftie?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a Swiftie. Right. I've just gone back to my my Hall & Oates layout.
Hall & Oates, Grateful Dead, Bruce.
No, I had a breakup with Bruce, but we can talk about that later.
Okay. Ooh,
yeah,
surprising.
It was kind of sad. It's shocking. It's shocking, my breakup with Bruce.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that. Didn't you have like an all Bruce, all the time station that you listened to?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Badlands, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to disseminate this very soon.
Oh, yeah. We can play sad violin music in the background as I talk about my breakup with Bruce.
Okay, looking forward.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. So reading. Our last thing we want to talk about today is reading. And let me say, I have a book that will take you all the way through autumn. It's called The Lincoln Highway by Amor Towles. And actually, my cousin Linda had mentioned this book at some point in the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, and there was quite a lengthy discussion about it. Actually, I think I mentioned it in one of the podcasts before summer because I was looking for a challenging summer read, and I thought that might be one of them because I had read A Gentleman in Moscow, which was, and loved it. But then some people, including Linda, were like, well, maybe not. I have to say, I soldiered through this book, and it was well worth the read. So in The Lincoln Highway, an 18-year-old young man called Emmett Watson, it starts with him being driven home to Nebraska in June 1954 by the warden of the juvenile work farm, where he has just served 15 months. For involuntary manslaughter. So this book is spanning just 10 days, and it's told from multiple points of view. And the storytelling and the weaving together of five very, very compelling characters, it makes it just a delight. So if you don't mind lingering, it's a long one. There's a commitment to this book. It's not short, and it is rambling, just like the road trip is, because they're on this massive road trip that's meant to end in San Francisco on the Lincoln Highway. I won't get into that too much, but it is so worth your time. I think in the autumn, and as you start moving into the winter and wanting to have some hygge in your life, have this book on hand, because it is an absolute marvel of a book. I'm going to say it's one of the most beautiful books I've read in the last many years. I loved it. Okay, so Lincoln Highway. Then I'm going to give you a quick, fun read that also is somewhat serious in that it exposes a serious kind of white-collar crime that's quite prevalent. It's called Counterfeit by Kirsten Chen. And it was an instant New York Times bestseller when it came out earlier this year, I believe, and a book club pick by many, many people, because it's a quick read, and it's fun but serious at the same time. When I was on my Yunnan tour, my new friend Nikki recommended that I read it, and on the bus when we were traveling, I just like raced through it. It's one of those books that you can't put down. And here's what somebody writes about this book, and I have to concur, but I didn't write this. A con artist story, a pop feminist caper, a fashionable romp. Counterfeit is an entertaining, luxurious read, but beneath its glitz and flash, it is also a shrewd deconstruction of the American dream and the myth of the model minority. Chen is up to something innovative and subversive here. So I'd have to agree. Well worth a read. Yep. And my final recommendation, Edie, is The Palace Papers by Tina Brown. So if you are as compelled as I am by the royal family, a lot of Canadians are quite interested because, we are a Commonwealth nation. And if you're into Tina Brown, who was the editor of Vanity Fair for many years, and if you want to prodigiously expand your vocabulary, which is a good reason to have a Kindle, Edie, because there were so many words in this book, and I think I have a fairly expansive vocabulary, but so many words I didn't know. But on a Kindle, you can just click on the word and instantly the definition comes up. I love that. I actually really love that feature of the Kindle. So I learned thousands, or at least I looked into probably thousands of new words, because Tina Brown has this crazy, crazy big vocabulary.
Crazy. Nutty.
Crazily big. So big. It's bigly.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, in this book, you get all the background dirt on the royal family. It's meticulously researched and skewingly, my word, told, with wit and a froth, and this overarching theme of how modern-day journalism has helped to reshape the contours of the British royal family.
All right.
Very titillating read, I must say.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've been kind of in a reading slump. I've been reading stuff, but not things that I would necessarily recommend. The podcast that I recommended, the Creative Superheroes podcast, I bought the book that the host wrote, which is called Wonder Seeker, 52 Ways to Wake Up Your Creativity and Find Your Joy.
Okay.
And I do say I love it. That's kind of, this is the book that inspired me to start writing words or putting words on my body layout.
Okay, you know? Yes. With because a Sharpie?
Well, you could do that, but that is just a mess. So yeah, that's why I got the temporary tattoos, so it would look nice. But I am really liking many of the ideas in this. I'm just looking through it. Like number 36 is host a gratitude party.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Here's one. Number 41 is balloon poetry. That's cute. I have no idea what that is. I did this one. It'd be fun to discover your superpowers. That's number 8 because we all have superpowers of some kind.
Okay.
So if you do want to wake up your creativity or if you need, you know, a boost, I would highly recommend this book. And guess who wrote the foreword?
Might it be Sark?
Yes, it's Sark. It's Sark.
Sark.
And it is, Andrea is a photographer, and the pictures in the book are just beautiful. And, you know, that's really lovely. I like a lovely book. Yeah. So that is cool. Wonder Seeker.
Okay. We'll put all this in the show notes.
Okay. I'm also rereading the 7th Harry Potter, and I am rereading all of the Little House on the Prairie. Harry books.
Such a surprise.
Yes, shocking. Shocking.
Oh, the other thing, Edie, I might add is you did not talk about the Great British Baking Show in your recommendations for viewing. How can that be? Or the Great Pottery Throwdown.
Oh,
I don't get it.
Oh, well, Leah, as you know, I've talked about it a lot already.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. I love, I'm done watching all of the baking show ones. I've watched all of the ones on Netflix. And the Pottery Throwdown I watch with my daughter, and she's been watching the Gilmore Girls.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good age for her to start watching that. Fun.
Yeah, she likes it, and then she'll give me a recap at night, because I guess the mom and the daughter fight a lot.
Oh, you don't watch together, huh? That's good. That's some good daughter, like mother-daughter viewing.
Yeah, I don't really want to watch anything. I don't know. I just don't want to. But I enjoy, we watch Glow Up and we watch The Great Pottery Throwdown.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, good enough.
Good
All
enough.
All right, okay. It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the week. So every week we share our Chit-Chat Challenge of the week on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook, a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give your opinions and recommendations and to answer, of course, the Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
This week your challenge is to share with us what you've been reading, listening to, and watching.
Yeah. So share it on the Coop so we can all get ideas for our autumn entertainment.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Sure is. Check out the show notes for links to our Instagram and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
We'd love to get reviews on iTunes, so please consider writing us one if you haven't already. Or I guess you could write another one.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Help others find the pod.
the pod you love. Yes, please. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.